offering that possibility. Oddly enough, stranger than strange, somehow, some crazy way never dreamt of or imagined, as the disciple of my beloved master, now that's my job too. So the spark that he threw into me, somehow, for some reason that I neither understand nor question, now I have to try to throw that spark into you. I guess it's like the old cliche, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Why me? I can't tell you. I would have said, and those who come regularly have heard me say, that as far as I'm concerned, I'm the last candidate I would imagine to be the spark thrower. I'm not the pleasantest guy you'll ever meet. I have my charms, but I'm not the warmest man you'll ever meet, although I have a certain warmth. I'm not the easiest personality you'll ever come across, by a long shot. So apparently it's not about what kind of person are you, what kind of personality are you. Because if the standard was you had to have a great personality, I wouldn't even be on the list. Apparently, the standard has something to do with something other than your human qualities. Because I have plenty of good human qualities, but I have enough bad ones too. So sometimes we get letters or we get emails at the Bodhi Center, or people say things. But more often letters or emails that are very critical. We don't get many, but a couple a year. Those are the high points of entertainment, where they say, well, I went to one of your meetings, but that Premadaya guy, he's a strange guy. Is he having a, but we got one once that said, he seems like a nice man, but was he having a bad day? So this story really, in an oblique way, addresses that. If you come expecting that I'm the example of how to perfect your personality, or how to be, how to fix yourself, how to be a better this or a better that, you'll probably be disappointed. Because none of that is the purpose of any of this. I'm not really the example of anything. I'm simply the spark thrower. And my job is to throw the sparks as best as I can, as best as I can figure out, as best as I know how. If you look at me and say, well, I can believe him if he's like this, or I'll trust him if he has these qualities or acts this way or that way, sooner or later, you're bound to find fault, because there's plenty of them there to find. Sooner or later, you'll be disappointed again. Sooner or later, you'll say, well, he must not be able to shed any light on the truth, because look at what he said that day, or look what he did here or there. So So those few people who write and say, what's